And we're back. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. You can find us at 102.9 FM Stouffville, or you can go to whistlefm.com or .ca, hook up, click the button that says listen, and follow instructions, and you'll be listening to us live. And folks, that's the way to listen today, not try to come somewhere close enough to pick up a signal. It's just, it's not worth it. And that's not to say anything about the signal, but a community station, community radio station doesn't, you know, intend to go far. But in today's world with the internet, we can go far, and we turn this into a podcast by the weekend, and people who are on the show generally ship it out to their friends and so on and so forth, and one shares and another shares. And in our business or in our service, we're about saving lives. So, you know, for many reasons, we divulge who we are in many cases, as Jake had said earlier. And we maybe we blow our anonymity, but if we save one life between us, even, it's worth it, let alone, and we all affect many, and I'm just such a proponent of 12-step and the combination of, you know, God's work within the 12 steps. That's what I live for, and it's, you know, I'm high every day of the week doing these meetings and doing these shows, you know, and that's, yeah. And I really am, and I swear, and I think Sue knows, you go into these jails, and you come out high, like every time, and thousands of times now for me. Anyway, Jake, you got some music that'll build that up a little further?
I do.
Go ahead, tell us what you're going to do.
I'm going to play a song, it's called No Escape, and it's all about really having no escape from what I thought was my life, and then no escape now is, you know, being stuck in my 12-step program for the rest of my life. I'm no escaping that now. Yes.
Right on, yeah, go ahead.
It's, you know, it's... All I can do is what they say. All I can do is learn the way, cause there's no escape for me now. Yes, there's no escape for me now. All I did was drown my days, pass it off as happy ways, cause there's no escape for me now. Yes, there's no escape for me now. Living down, lifetime to go. No matter what you think, you never really know, cause there's no escape from me now. Well, one drink please, I'll take 10. I'll take hers and hers and his, I'll take all of them, cause there's no escape from me now. Yes, there's no escape from me now. My face, you follow them lines to the gutters and disgrace, cause there's no escape from me now, cause there's no escape from me now. Well, all I can do is what
they say. Cause all I can do is learn the way, cause there's no, 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 no escape from me. No, 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 no escape from me now.
Woo!
Right on.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
For me now.
Perfect.
Really good.
And you were live on Facebook, you believe that?
Thank you.
That was really good, yeah.
Well, folks, yeah, you heard for yourself, and I think that's a wonderful song. I've never heard it before, obviously, but I think it's a real work of art. I think you can do something with that.
I did mix it up a bit. There's a few lyrics in there that are probably not appropriate for Christian radio station.
Well,
it's okay. I had it written down, and I was like, "Oh, I can't say that."
We sort of.
I think
Sue wishes we were a Christian radio station, but we're.
Well,
we're not actually.
You know, we're.
Yeah, we're.
I get a little bit too churchy, right?
Yeah, radio program.
Yeah.
But we respect.
I respect it anyway.
Yeah. No. And thanks very much. That is appropriate and. The station thanks you, not just Scott and sharing the burden too, but we believe in that sense of accessing the spiritual world or accessing spirituality in whatever way you do that, it's fine with us. Yeah. I mean, my sense is, if there's an almighty God, and I sure believe there is, you're seeking he or she or it, whatever you believe in, will grab you and make the difference. And I think that's what happens. Jake, that song, what was the inspiration? I mean, I can tell a lot of it, but what was...
I remember I wrote the chorus first thinking that it was all about just how it used to be, how I always thought, there's no escape. But then I realized, it's what it is now is no escape from this... it's a beautiful lifestyle. I go on to, sing about what it was like, and then how there's no escape now is, it sounds kind of ominous, I guess, but it's actually the best part. That's the happy part, right? It's a somewhat fun song the way I wrote it, but it's pretty serious. It was, I used to take whatever I could from anybody I wanted, and I would take it all. And now it's, now it's not like that anymore. It's, I try to give back as much as I can, but human like anybody else. And it's good to be able to write it down now. And it makes sense to me. I could never do it before. I could never get through more than half a song I was trying to write. And I was like, oh, I don't like it. This sucks. But it made sense to me now that, I wasn't writing for anything. I was just trying to take my mind off things.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually writing because I love life and myself.
Right, and that sounds more like this phase of 12-step, if you want, that talks about a humility.
Exactly.
I think we can be anything but humble when we're associated with or built up with substances or whatever the heck we use to escape from the world. And I think the whole basis for all addiction and everything else kind of comes with that insecurity around not being in control and not knowing of anything out there that may be in control. And I think once we realize there's something, and that's why it's so powerful that, and now in this step we want to approach that something, God for most of us, and ask that these things that are really bugging us get gone one way or another. And it's interesting today too in the scriptural reading how they talk about what God has in store when he designed you or me, that he can see the end point now. So he looks at each of us and sees, his creation at the finish, and that, it's perfect and beautiful. Therefore, for the first time in my life, I got that this morning when I was looking at this, be able to see everything from the beginning to the end, and in a sense, being able to be outside of time, looking into all of time on a lower level, we can see that, if the God that we believe in sees his perfection complete, then it's easy for him to, you know, to forgive us and all these things. And if we can, we can't see that way, but I think if we can imagine everyone else in this world that way, it's pretty easy to love them and look at them as finished products that we can't see, but know they're going to be perfect. So it gives me a sense of fitting in the world a lot smoother. I don't know. Any comments on the step, even, you know, approaching God and asking that some things be removed? And, I mean, beyond just an original addiction or something, let's hit a character flaw and see if they still rear their ugly heads once in a while, even though, you know, we're on the road to a recovery life. And I think what Jake was saying, really, and to me anyway, was that a recovery lifestyle. And friends, you don't have to be an addict, an alcoholic, you know, a codependent, or any of these things to live the recovery life. The recovery life is just smart. It's just intelligent. And it oozes of wisdom. And wisdom comes from God, folks. Knowledge is from men. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff I live for. And I don't know. Sue, what do you got to say? You love this stuff.
I know. I have a lot of thoughts that are going through my head right now. When you're talking about God knows it all, knows the beginning and end, knows everything about us, knows everything about our life. And when you say that, I think God even knows the mess, right? You know, if God is the God that I believe in, that's all forgiving, all loving, he even knows the mess and the heartache that I find myself in, and loves me in my brokenness. And, you know, when I was thinking about your song, No Escape, you know, and I love how you kind of piggybacked into it, you kind of transformed it from being no escape from the addiction that is like you're in chains and you're in this horrible, horrible place, and now you're in recovery and this is what you want. And from my own experience, I am somebody that's had multiple years of recovery and gone back out. Mm-hmm. And the thing about recovery, it has such a profound impact on you, because when you live trapped and then you get freedom and you get this good life, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to live in a way that you never lived before, and you know, it just opens everything up for you. But then you go back out. I've experienced that, and for me, it, you know, it's so devastating when I have picked up and I can't stop. Because, you know, if you've had recovery, you have something to compare it to. If you've only lived in an addiction and you've never had recovery and had freedom, that's all you know. But when you get a little taste of what recovery is all about, and it's good, it's a really good deal, it's a really good deal that you want, and then you go back out and you can't stop again, it's almost like you're chasing that again. How do I get there? How do I go back there again? And when I think about, you know, God knowing the end, the whole story, that's okay. It's okay in the mess, right? It's funny, in my mess, in my brokenness is where, and I'm going to kind of transform this into like my character defects in a way. You know, I suffer from low self-esteem. And so in that low self-esteem, I will always make up for it. There's fear. It's all fear-based. And I always may want to make myself as if I'm somebody that I'm not, that I'm better than other people, even though I feel like I'm a bag of crap inside, right? And so those character, that character defect that I have, even in recovery, you know, it's so important that my esteem gets built up by who I am today in God's eyes, right? You know, I have been really, I feel like I've been really fortunate and blessed to learn, and now I'm going to go all churchy, but I don't mean to be, is to learn the truth of who I am. You're talking about, you know, you love yourself today.
Yeah.
I never had that until I got clean, right? To understand my value and my worth and my importance in the world. You know, and today it doesn't even matter. And I've gone back out many times. It doesn't even matter if I'm, you know, thank God I didn't go to the depths of sticking a needle, but I've gone to some dark places in my addiction. And so even in, when I'm in my brokenness, underneath all of that, I know that I'm valuable and I'm worthy and I'm lovable and I'm worth recovery and I'm worth saving, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's kind of my thoughts on some of that stuff.
Yeah, every single person is just, whether when they're ready is, you know, everyone's worthy of being saved.
It's that's right. Yeah, and, you know, as you watch people reach, you know, and then you come to realizations that things are all scripted anyway, and regardless of how much power we want to try and take upon ourselves, it's already laid out, and, and an entity sees the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And if we ask anything, and that's what this is all about, if we ask for anything and it's in line with what the Almighty wants, we'll get it. And we'll be sure we'll get it. That's why this step is really saying, you know, sure, God wants to get rid of your shortcomings mm-hmm. because you have to be perfected by the time this deal is mm-hmm. done. So you're going to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You know, when, you know, you see us from outside of time, but we see from inside and it goes by, you know. But mm-hmm. God sees the end product. So, like, mm-hmm. we're all perfect and we're all in exactly the place we have to be. We have no power, never had any power. But he'll give you what you need. You know, and this is my sense of how it works. Mm-hmm. He'll give you what you need to fulfill his purpose.
Mm-hmm. If my shortcomings lead me to death and destruction, those are something that have to be removed. What they, yeah. in particular, what they are is really irrelevant. I think of step three a lot. I think of, you know, made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, right? And I know, I may not know everything about God's will. Right? I don't know anything about his perfect will and his perfect plan for my life, but I know it's not to be a screwed up drug addict killing herself. That I do know. And I do know that God wants me to be recovering and have this good life that he has for me, right? Excellent. And you know, when I think of God, I can't help but thinking, and I, you know, that he knows all the days of my life. Yeah. You know, I always get emotional. In 2011, I OD'd on my bathroom floor in front of my son, who was 10 at the time.
Yeah.
Like, horrible, horrible thing to happen. You know, I picked up, and within 3 days, I did a small amount of fentanyl, and I OD'd. And my son found me on the bathroom floor. God knew those times. God didn't force me to use, but he knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And despite that, I always talk about that story because it's so important to me. A week later, I'm on my worship team. I'm part of a church. I'm a Christian. I'm part of the member of the body of Christ. And a week later, I was standing up worshiping God, knowing that I'm so loved by him mm-hmm. and that OD was not important to him. He knew about it. It's irrelevant to him, mm-hmm. right? You know?
Yeah. And when people get this thing, and it takes so much heat off, like unloading process to just know it's done.
The peace that comes with it is... That's what that's what really stands out for me. I remember just the whole lifestyle of the chase. You know, there was never any sitting still. It was, when are we going to get to this? When am I going to get to that? How am I going to do it? You know, this and that. I never sat there and just sat. You know, it was, I never would have thought that that would have been a beautiful thing, just to sit there and not care about, you know, what's going to, you know, where are we going to get a drink? Where are we going to get this? Where are we going to get that? It was just, you know, I found a piece where I was thinking one day, I was like, wow, nothing is telling me to do anything. Nothing is telling me to, you know, to get in my vehicle under the influence and drive as far as I needed to or as long as I needed to get whatever I needed at that point in my life. Now it's not like that at all. Now it's like, I'm just going to sit here and watch the sunset.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a picture of it so I can even see it in the morning, because I have nothing to do. Well, besides like normal life and go to work and look out for children, stuff like that. But now it's that is one of the biggest things that I reflect on when I think of how I feel. Now I can do things like I can just go to a meeting or, you know, go to church or sit there and do nothing. That didn't exist.
Yeah. And the next thing may not be what I say it's going to be. And it doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't.
And who would figure that would bring inner contentment, right? Like, go figure. Well, like, what is that all about? That is something. And I think you don't understand it until you experience it, right? Yeah. You don't understand what this whole deal is, right? No. Like, I remember a guy in recovery used to say, you know, the rooms of recovery are the best house on the block. It's the best deal in life, right? Yeah. You know, and they always say, I wouldn't exchange my worst day of using for my best day in recovery or my worst day in recovery for my, I don't know how it goes. You know the day that I'm talking about, right?
I do, and hang on to the thought because I got to pay another bill or we're going to get booted out of here. Jay, you want to help us out?